You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Hoopballers! Hey, welcome back. This is the third installment of this March Madness saga. I think this is probably it. This is the trilogy. This is the third one. Time to talk about the nightcap of the March Madness games. Going to go over what is currently happening. We've got some live stuff. Going to have an NBA dibble dabble because we're going to bring Troy in and we're going to get some insight on that. So that's going to be really exciting. Keeping an eye on the brackets for you. And so obviously hoop-ball.com. I've said it probably, I'd say 12 times today, so I'm not going to heavy promo this episode, but you know, we are wanting those 5-star reviews. So if you would go to the listening platform, I know Apple Music is the one that has the algorithm. We're trying to crack the top 15 on that. So all the likes, subscribes, and the 5-star reviews with comments, they're really weird about that. So drop those in there for us. If it's less than 5 stars, let us know what we can do to improve the show and the experience for you. And then don't forget your promo code at manscaped.com. It's going to be HOOPBALL20, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L, 20. And you get free shipping and 20% off. And how fitting is it that our promo code has the word ball in it for my good affiliate of Manscaped, you know, balls, trimming, the lawnmower 3.0 LED, anti-tugless technology. It gets the nitty gritty, and the weed whacker just came out to help take care of those nostril issues that you got going on and the hair in the ears and all that. So use that promo code and check them out. Check us out, hoop-ball.com. And let's get cracking. I'm going to bring Troy in today. It's been awesome. I had Blake on earlier. I'm going to have Troy on now.
And what's going on?
How's it going, Troy?
I'm going great. Best day of the year for sports. How are you doing?
It's a national holiday.
Exactly.
It's definitely a national holiday. It's people who like to multitask. It's their kind of day because there's so much going on, multiple games at all times.
Multiple brackets.
Multiple brackets, multiple bets. And it's pretty fun. Starting with this college stuff real quick, and we already saw Ohio State lose to Oral Roberts, which is kind of funny. You're in Ohio, I'm in Oklahoma, and those two schools representing those two states. And real good showing from the number one scorer in Division One basketball. And man, it was exciting. It went to overtime, had a chance to go to double overtime. And then Tennessee lost to Oregon State. We've seen 2 5 seeds lose to a couple of 12 seeds. And as far as the live stuff going on, Wisconsin and UNC is in a 1-point game right now. Wisconsin up 17-16. And then North Texas, which is one we're keeping an eye on because I've got a play on it in the wager pass. They're taking on Purdue, and currently they're winning 9-0. Or I'm sorry, 9-6. I'm blind. 9-6. And Liberty up on number 4 seed Oklahoma State, 30-27 at the half. Troy, what game early on has helped your bracket, and what game early on has really hurt your bracket?
So, my bracket hasn't been hurt as much as others. The Oral Roberts upset, I had OSU in the Sweet 16, Ohio State, but in a lot of the pools I'm in, there are people who had Ohio State winning it, people with them in the title game, Final Four. So a lot of people got kneecapped by that Oral Roberts upset, and I kind of, you know, came out a little unscathed, even though I had them winning that matchup in the next. It didn't hurt me as much as it hurt others in the pools that I'm in.
Yeah, and obviously your bracket building strategy is going to be a little different being in that kind of populace that is Ohio State and Buckeye territory. Now, for me, I'm making a lot of brackets against people filling out brackets that have Baylor winning it all or Oklahoma winning it all. There's some OSUs winning it all. So our OSU, you know, Oklahoma State. And so, you know, it's funny to see. And then I'm in the 8:10 a.m., you know, Kansas City. It's a talk radio station out there. And I'm in their bracket challenge. And so I'm going up against a bunch of brackets that are crafted around, you know, the Mizzou's and the KU. So I'm being contrarian.
Right, the regional bias.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's awesome about March Madness is that no matter where you play, it's going to be a little different. So it's got its biases and tendencies, you know?
Absolutely.
And so to catch up on – well, I think we're pretty much caught up. I mean, there was no other crazy big, you know, the one seed started off a little slow. Arkansas started a little slow, but eventually pulled off against Colgate, which is good because in my main bracket, I've got Arkansas actually winning the whole damn thing. So
you're sweating that one out.
Yeah, I was like, well, damn, this is done early. Like about 6 minutes in, I was just like, all right, this is how
second
this is
game of the day. Yeah.
So I'm clinging on to some percentages, you know, as far as trying to get to 65%. I'm trying not to make this hole too big. It's not too bad right now. It's a little bit of a divot, and that's about it. But there's some matchups tonight that I'm really looking forward to that I think all of us are going to be looking forward to. You know, and one of those, I'll throw it out real quickly. Syracuse, San Diego State. It's at 8:40 Central Standard, right here in the middle of America. Over under 138.5. One thing I really see happening in this game is the downtick of points per game for Syracuse. They usually average about 71-ish points per game, but San Diego State plays such good defense, such phenomenal defense. I think Syracuse is going to perhaps have a hard time getting to 66 or 67 points. It's going to be one of those kinds of nights where San Diego State's constantly in their face and their shooting efficiencies and percentages are kind of lowered. And with that being said, in a mirroring effect, Syracuse has a chance to create some downticks for San Diego State also. So I think the defenses, if they show up the way the game script could potentially favor them to, then we could have an awesome opportunity to bet on the under of 138.5. And it's slightly come up from 137.5. So maybe there's some more steam movement to 140. But I think this is a game where San Diego State's defense and controlling kind of offense and the way they shut down what Syracuse does well is just a recipe for a grinded out game because Syracuse can play good enough defense to make it as such.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely going to be determined by the defenses, in my opinion. San Diego State, great at forcing turnovers and out-rebounding when there's second-chance rebounds out there for offenses. I think a lot of people, you know, are just used to Jim Boeheim, Syracuse, making deep runs. They were a 10 or 11 seed not too few years ago and made a deep, like, Final Four run. So I kind of went a little, I'm going with San Diego State. They're -3 right now on the line, and I think they'll do that just because I think they're going to force the turnovers and out-rebound Syracuse.
Yeah, I know Blake, our contributor, Lawatch, he is, that's going to be his name now. I didn't mean to say that, but Blake, our contributor, Lawatch.
Our contributor is his middle name.
Yeah, that's his new nickname. It just happened. He was really high on San Diego State in first halves. You know, their defense, they throw a lot of different stuff at you, so it's hard for the opposing team to lock in early. So first half looks for them, and then the way that Syracuse depends on their shooting. Now, don't get me wrong, betting against Boeheim in March, like you said, is a very scary, scary thing. And you got to have some onions, you got to have some stones, you got to have some huevos, you got to have whatever magicolets, you know?
Yeah.
And that's ultimately why I laid off of the side on the UCLA Michigan State game, because it's just another one of those Hall of Fame caliber coaches that I appreciate and respect for college basketball. And it's just scary to go against them. Now, I lost the underplay, but, you know, I didn't bet against Tom Izzo. So I am going to bet against Jim Boeheim, I believe. And it's the San Diego State team hasn't lost that much. They lost Malachi Flynn, but that was about it. The guy backing him up got a lot of experience and minutes last year also. But
yeah, so this San Diego State team is really, really good team. And, you know, Steve Fisher was the coach. Excuse me, sorry. Have five Michigan team back in the day, and now Brian Dutcher took over with San Diego State. Same tree, was there with Steve Fisher pretty much most of his career. So it's not like San Diego State has a no-name coach either. You know, Boeheim obviously is the bigger name, but I'm rolling with San Diego State on this one.
Yeah, and they have a 14-game winning streak, which is second in the country, only behind Gonzaga. And they, in the last 2 years, have won, I think it was, I might, you know, and this is a definite fact check because I'm probably off a game or two one way or the other in which column, but over the last 2 years they're like 56-8, I think it is, their record. One of the highest winning percentages in college basketball in that span. Stretch it out to 3 years, it's still pretty dang good. You know, this is a team that's been, like you said, under the guidance and the foundation of that Fisher homage and that heritage and that work ethic. And, you know, they're always, you know, say like 6 or 7 guys deep there, the Aztecs are. So,
yeah, definitely. That's a big reason why I'm going with San Diego State. I actually have them winning. Never mind. In a couple of my brackets, I have them beating West Virginia, but my main one, I have the San Diego State West Virginia matchup happening.
I came across a lot of Houston San Diego State matchups, and I don't think Houston's all that good. They got puffed up because of the American Athletic Conference.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, one other matchup, pivot real quick over to. We got another Big Ten ACC matchup here, and this will be pretty exciting. Rutgers-Clemson 10-7 matchup. I'm not hearing any chatter at all about Clemson or their side or what they're able to do in this thing, but I want to point out real briefly, and, you know, 125.5 is a real low number, but Rutgers allows their opponents to have an effective field goal percentage of 47.7%, and Clemson is at 48.8%, so both less than 50. And Clemson only allows their opponents to score 62 points per game. Rutgers scoring 70 right now, so I think we're probably going to meet somewhere in that 65-66 range for Rutgers team total. their offense, whenever it's off, it's just, you know, there's absolutely nothing there. Some teams can get by, but Rutgers is either this way or that way. And Clemson has some really great physical play. I just don't know what to make of this game. And it's the game that's been racking my brain all day, and the one I've been putting off, handicapping and trying to figure a side out on. I can't figure out a total. Clemson's now getting 2 points. I think there's enough value for me now for me to go ahead and look at them as an underdog and just, you know, ride the 7 seed as an, you know, the top seed's the underdog here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. I have Rutgers in this, actually. They're a better rebounding team. They don't shoot as well, like you were saying, and they can really have off nights. But I think they're going to be forcing the turnovers, getting offensive rebounds. So what's the next? Oh, the one I really want to talk about, if you had nothing else to say about this Rutgers-Clemson game, The last game of the night, Winthrop, Eagles, and Villanova, 5-12 matchup. I like Winthrop here. They're 23-1 on the year. Obviously, you know, people are like, oh, it's the Big South. But to win, to only lose one game in a season is really impressive, no matter where you do it, in my opinion. They're the better defensive team. Villanova's not going to have all their players. They've kind of been dealing with injuries all year long. So I have Winthrop. They're plus 225 right now. And I like that. I have them winning this game. I have them winning the next game too. So I'm liking Winthrop.
I love that. That's a great, great dart throw. That defense, you know, if you look at what they did all across the board all season, and for whatever skippiness and jumpiness we might have experienced throughout the podcast there, I apologize. The wind has been relentless here in Oklahoma across the plains, like literally – like our state song goes, the wind came sweeping across, goes sweeping across the plains. I mean, it's just like blowing my stuff out every 25, 30 minutes. I'm resetting. So my apologies, Troy. Thanks for coming.
No problem.
But yeah, this game is one that I'm definitely most excited for because it's a great nightcap. It's a team that as a small school enthusiast, I'm very familiar with and I've been looking forward to seeing this year. And look, they got a 12 seed. This is a very small, you know, the Big South is a one bid league, and they're one of the smaller ones of that, in fact. You know, the Big South is smaller, and if you look right above them, smaller of a conference than what the Ohio Valley Conference is and where Morehead State and the 14 seed came out of. So this Winthrop team, on top of having a Cody Gillespie-less Nova team who is so important to them, you know, this is a good spot for, and look, hey, and let me check the scoreboard here. Let's see, we got Oregon State that already won. Yeah, so we've got 2 15 seeds that already took care of business, and at least 1 15 seed has taken care of business in the tournament the last 4 years, I believe it is, counting this tournament. So a lot of success with the 12 seed line tonight, and I would not be shocked to see Winthrop go ahead and put the clamps down and grind their way to a shocking, you know, first half overall outright lead. You know, go into halftime up a couple of points and then earn it and be gritty enough in the second half to knock off Nova. So that's a great call. And with what we've seen so far in the tournament and within the conference tournaments, I think we could be poised for some more upsets and more exciting stuff tonight.
Absolutely. It's the classic 12-5. I mean, everyone loves 12-5s, but even beyond that, when you really get down and look at Winthrop, what they do, they're averaging 11 offensive rebounds a game. I just think they're going to use their size and their defense and just handle Villanova.
Yeah. Can never remember his name, but it's got Earl in it for Villanova. He's a young kid, sophomore. With Gillespie out, he's going to have a huge game. He's usually a good operator in space for them, high post, on and off ball, and one of the leaders of the team, even though he's younger. So
I believe you might be talking about Earl Dixon, maybe, perhaps. I'm looking at the roster right now. He's the only one. The first name, averaging 8 minutes a game, shooting 45%. Coming off the bench, I mean, yeah, he's going to have to lead the second unit, you know, especially if, like you said, Cody Gillespie's not going to be playing, then he might even end up starting. So it's going to be interesting to see how Villanova handles the injuries and Winthrop's defense.
Yeah, and Winthrop, one thing that they do really well is that they defend on the three-point line. And
as they say, the wind in Oklahoma.
Yeah, sorry.
But, yeah, Winthrop.
Jeremiah Robinson Earls, the kid I was thinking of. Number 24 forward for Villanova. But anyways, let's see.
They're 6.5-point underdogs right now. Over under at 144.
And I took the 7, I think it was. And let's see. I got 6.5 also. It also hasn't really moved a lot. It's been 6.5 since it opened. But what it's worth, the extra 3 pennies of shade is going to Winthrop. So a lot more back. You know, this is a heavily popular dog pick right here. But it's a damn good one. That's, you know, that's the thing. Troy, hold on. I'm sorry. We got Moorhead, West Virginia, rapid fire. I like Moorhead plus 12.5. The defenses could be on full display tonight. Under 136.5 is a slight lean for me. I'll make a final decision on that. So it's a hold. 8:50 tip time on True TV, Central Standard Time. Troy, you got West Virginia moving on in your bracket?
Yeah, that 9:50 for the East Coast people up in here. Moorhead State, West Virginia, the 3 seed. Both teams shooting 35% from 3. It's bound to be a good one. Both average 34 rebounds. You know, I like West Virginia in this one myself.
Yeah, I think this could be under a double-digit spread when we're all said and done.
Yeah, it's 13 right now on my bookie, and that is I can't in good conscience. I can't lay that.
Right, yeah, especially with how today's gone.
Exactly. That was just what I was about to say. Like, with what has happened today, definitely 13 points. Not for me. However, I still do see them winning this game, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I do, too. Big 12 hopefully getting off to a good start.
So, if that's everything for college, we can go to NBA.
Yes, absolutely. I'm into the NBA idea. I've been trying to get some picks, right?
Yeah, I had a really good week last week, had a nice run, and then the last few days has just been, you know, offers, a couple 1-1s, which I hadn't had in a while. You know, if you've been sticking with us since the beginning of the season, I had like a 3-week stretch, just nothing but 1-1s. So, but anyway, yeah, the Nets and Magic play tonight. Nets are 10-point favorites. I have them covering. Kyrie's probable. They have James Harden still. Even if they didn't have them, the Magic just don't have what it takes to hang with the Nets. This is one of those, I feel like, not necessarily easy covers, but it's one where the Nets should handle business. They won by 30 last time they faced off, and they were up pretty much the entire time. So I'm going with the Nets. -10 on that one. Then the very, very late game tonight, the nightcap in the NBA is the Portland and Dallas, Blazers, Mavs. And I was able to snag the over-under at 228, and it has stayed the same in the few hours that I've since I made that pick. I have over. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think McCollum will, you know, start to get back in his rhythm now that he's back for Portland. You have Luka on the other side and KP for Dallas, who are just dropping massive points. Damian Lillard just dropped 50 the night last night or the night before, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm looking for one of those shootouts, and I have over 228 in the Portland Trailblazers-Dallas Mavericks game.
I am actually going to tail that 100% right now. This Chicago team against Denver, +7. Do you have an opinion on that game, or is that just a weird number and hard to get by?
See, yeah, that's 7 – every time Denver starts playing really well, then they start getting these, you know, 8, 9, 10 spreads, and then they just have a bad game. You know, Denver was really low in the West. They clawed their way back up to 5th right now. Them and the Blazers both are 24 and 16, tied for 5th. So, I mean, the Bulls, you never know what Bulls you're going to get. Are you going to get Zach LaVine dropping 40 and Lauri Markkanen doing it all, or are you going to get the haphazard, don't know what they're doing, looks like kind of Bulls?
Yeah. And the line flip with Golden State being down, Curry obviously with his tailbone issue. I mean, this – okay, so it flipped obviously with the news of him being out and then Memphis being at home and the home favorite of -6.5 right now. But it after the flip, it was +9 for Golden State, and now it's already – you know, people have been interested in those points. It's already dropped down to +6.5 even after the flip. So I honestly still see a ton of value left on the bone, meat on the bone for this Golden State Warriors team, even down Steph Curry.
Yeah, with that Warriors team, this is the first they play tonight, and then they have a back-to-back tomorrow night, both in Memphis for the Warriors Grizzlies. And this could be the one where, you know, Memphis over under sitting at 220.5 right now. I would lean under on that. I'm not making an official play, but with Curry out and how the Grizzlies play, they're just that gritty kind of style team. I would lean under on that one.
Yeah, I haven't had any success with going over on Golden State, even though they've been in some favorable spots. But any last lock 'em ins, lock bets from Troy, which your handle is Dwayne the Lock Rock. Oh my goodness. The Lock J.
Yeah. So, follow me at Dwayne_TheRockJ on Twitter, dishing out all the locks and hot takes. Like I said, Winthrop +225. I have them in my Sweet 16. I really like that team. I like them to handle Villanova and then the Nets. I really like the Nets to cover the 10.
Heck yeah. Well, we got some great NBA tidbits from Troy. We have some more college basketball to look into, and we have some awesome, awesome matchups with a lot of value on them that we can hopefully ride into some good money. Well, hey, this wind is kicking our butts, and it is kicking my internet connection butt. So we are going to need to tie a bow on this one because we are chopping, and, you know, it's the third one. We've had three of these today, so I apologize. The third one wasn't, you know, within less windy times, but hey, we got it done.
We got the value.
What's that?
I said we got the value. That's what we're exactly going for.
Yeah, and we'll be able to edit some of those long wind delays out of there. So y'all just ride with us. And nonetheless, you'll see our picks and what we talked about, and keep an eye out on us on Twitter. In Discord, if you're a premium sub. If you're not a premium sub, go check out the buy page for the Wager Pass, which is just ridiculous. 33 cents a month for access to not only just Troy and I, but 7 or 8 different handicappers now, professional handicappers that know their biz. So check that out. Ride with us tonight. Let's have a great March. We're rolling into baseball soon. That article is being pretty much done and edited now, so we got that to look forward to. That'll drop soon. Troy, I appreciate it, bud. We've been trying to do this for a while, and hey, I apologize for the wind again.
Oh, no problem, man. We'll link up soon again and be talking these brackets and NBA situations.
Absolutely. Playoff ball. Absolutely.
Oh, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Playoff ball, playoff hockey.
And there's a whole day tomorrow of more bracket March Madness. Exactly. Another 16 games tomorrow.
Yeah, and then Sunday. So it's all there. We ain't got nothing to worry about.
So thank you for having me, Devin. It was great. Hoop ballers.
All right. Well, let's get on out of here, and we are going to send some good vibes, good energies, and we'll see y'all on the next one. So take care.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.